Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new commission is considering ways to curb what it anticipates will be an increase in people driving under the influence of marijuana. The sale of recreational cannabis becomes legal for adults in the state next month. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports on the first meeting of lawyers, police, and doctors aiming to reduce impaired driving without infringing on civil liberties.
Many commission members are hoping for something like a breathalyzer for marijuana, an impartial technology that doesn't quite exist yet. As one commissioner pointed out, there's no .08 equivalent for the drug. Walpole Police Chief John Carmichael says for now, his officers perform what's called a roadside assessment. That's because the state's highest court last fall ruled field sobriety tests are not allowed in cases with drivers suspected of driving under the influence of marijuana. Carmichael says the assessment his officers use is essentially a field sobriety test. They just can't use words like test or fail when testifying in court. He says his department doesn't force drivers to take the assessment, but
if they don't take it at that point, the officer has to make some determination based on the circumstances as to whether or not they're going to bring that person in at arrest, or they have to make some determination that that person is free to leave and that they'll be okay.
Matt Allen, a commission member from the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, says he wants a science-based test for marijuana impairment because there have been cases where marijuana stays in someone's system for days.
We want to make sure that that kind of test doesn't result in people being criminalized, particularly medical marijuana patients who may be marijuana users but may not be intoxicated.
The commission did not discuss ways to prevent high people from getting behind the wheel in the first place. It's unclear whether that topic will come up in future meetings. The commission aims to report recommendations to the Massachusetts legislature by January 2019. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.